Well, hello, hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful that you are here. You made it here. A reminder, there are no coincidences in this world. You made it here because there is a message in this podcast for you. Welcome, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. What is our topic for today? Let's start all over. What is our topic for today? We're talking about where focus goes, energy flows. And that is critically important because that's something that we really need inside our business, guys. So what I want to say to you is that if we don't take the time to set our focus inside our business daily, monthly, weekly, and yearly, we can find that we end up wasting too much time, too many resources, and too much money simply reacting rather than doing something new and innovative inside our business, right? We get so caught up that we get so caught up in the reaction rather than the, you know, I want to say being proactive in the proaction, if that's even a word, guys. So it's really important. But what's important for you guys to understand is that by employing some really strong business focus, you can create a long-term vision of success for your business, which will flow into your life, guys. So let me talk a little bit about my experience. My experience as a coach, I find that the one big mistake that people make inside their business, and when I say people, mostly I coach solopreneurs and the micro business people or micropreneurs, if you want to call it that. I coach them to be able to get more, to gain more clarity, more focus, and get organized so that they can actually begin to make that 5- and 6-figure income that they really want to make. Now, the one thing going back, the one thing that I see people that are really not making it is not knowing, or the one big mistake, not knowing the importance of concentration of attention. Una gran falta que tenemos como negociantes, como emprendedoras, es no conocer la importancia de la concentración de la atención. So let me repeat that because people always go, wait, what? Not knowing the importance of concentration of attention is the one big flaw. So I know you're probably thinking like, what, Marty? Wait, what? But let me help you understand what I mean, right? So you see, concentration actually is focused attention. Para que entiendan, concentración significa atención enfocada. ¿Y cuántas veces hacemos cosas sin tener esa atención enfocada? How many times do we actually do things inside our business, but we're not really concentrating that focus, right? So it's like a funnel, guys. You got to really funnel that concentration. Because focus, attention, guys, has many, many benefits in your business. La atención enfocada tiene muchos beneficios en su negocio. Because it not only helps us in studying, guys, but it enables us to have faster comprehension. It improves the memory and it helps in focusing on the task, on the job, on your goals, and enables you to ignore the critical voice inside your head and all those meaningless thoughts that are very much irrelevant, right? And they keep you away from staying on the path of forward motion.
But when you have concentrated, focused energy and attention, it puts you on the mode of consistency, which puts you then into the mode of success. Yeah. So now let me ask you a question. How concentrated are you inside your business daily, weekly, and monthly? Right? Here are two of my favorite quotes, guys. So when every physical and mental resource is focused, one's power to solve a problem becomes unlimited and multiplies tremendously. That's from Norman Vincent Peale. But one of my really favorite ones is this. The power of the mind are like rays of the sun. When they are concentrated, they illumine. Swami Vivekananda. Yeah? So, guys, let's talk a little bit about the understanding of concentration. I want you to understand that concentration is a skill which enables you to fix your attention on one single thought or activity while at the same time being able to exclude from your awareness everything else, okay? But it takes practice. It takes daily attention. It is a skill, right? The Harvard Business Review guy says, mastering a new skill is not optional in today's business environment. So if you haven't mastered that skill of focus, then you must do it now for the sake of your business success. So knowing that, you're going to probably ask me, so okay, Marty, but how do I develop that skill, right? Well, you need to train and exercise that skill. You need to forget about all those excuses of not having enough time, about being too busy, about not feeling like it, or that somebody else asked you to do something, or you're running around like crazy. You need to stop. If you really want to get ahead in your business, you must practice this skill daily. Now, let me paint this scenario, right? This is what happens to most of us. And I want you to raise your hand if this happens to you. You need to study something, or you need to get something done for your business, or you need to really focus on getting something done for your job. And you sit on the sofa with a book in your hands, or you sit at your desk and you start reading, and after a while, all of a sudden, oh my gosh, you feel hungry. Or you go to the kitchen for a drink of water, and then you end up eating something, right? And you know you've got to come back to it. So then you come back, and then you get back to the book, but a few moments later, or get back to the task, you hear people talking outside. Or you're like, oh yeah, I remembered I had to put the clothes away, or something like that. And you allow that to pull you away. Then you listen to those voices for the next several moments, and then all of a sudden you come back to reading the book, or reading what it is, or doing what you need to do, and then you wonder why you can't remember where you were, right? And after a while, you feel restless, and then you turn on the radio, or you start scrolling, and you continue to read for a few moments, and then you remembered, oh my gosh, I forgot to do this and that, and then you start thinking about that, and all the while, everything in front of you is still waiting for your focused attention. Does that sound familiar? Raise your hand. I've got like 10 million hands raised over here, right? So this is what happens when we lack focused attention, when we lack concentration. Imagine what you could have accomplished if you could control your attention, right? Direct that attention and focus your mind. Then, my friends, in knowing this, then you can see how important it is to really set aside time to work on developing this skill inside your business that will flow over into your life. So let me remind you, where focus goes, energy flows. Meaning if you are focused on things if you're focused on things that are not on task, that are taking you away, then that's where your attention, your energy is going to flow. But if you're focused on things that are going to be here on task, you're actually growing your business and you're actually doing things. So that means we need to write it down, because if you're allowing things to pull you, as we say in Spanish, pues no, ¿cómo crees? How are you going to grow? How are you going to grow? You must take your concentration back. This is what I call aggressively aware of what's happening in your head. Now, let me say that you're going to need goals and you're going to need to write them down, which everybody hates to write them down. You should write them down all the time, guys. And you need goals and you need rewards. You need to reward yourself, guys, every time you've made a new task without being distracted. You got to set up small sets of time that you're going to say, okay, you know, we do this in I think it's called the Pomodoro effect, where it shows that people that are more productive in their business is because they chunk down the times, just like you would chunk down your goals, right? So you've got to set up time to really focus by making sure that you are, first of all, you need to be away of all distractions. You can't walk into a room and say, okay, I'm going to work on my business, and yet you leave the door open, or you tell people to call you, or you accept calls, right? So here's what I do, because people are always asking me, well, what do you do, Marty? First of all, the first thing I do is I set all of my electronics on do not disturb. Do not disturb. And even if something pops up, I keep focusing on what I am focusing on. Pongo todo el teléfono, todo lo pongo en do not disturb para que no pierda yo el enfoque, so that I'm staying right here. And I do it only in 50-minute increments. Then I get up, I walk around, I check my phone, I do what I need to do, and then I write, if there's things that I need to do, like call the doctor or whatever, I write it down on a to-do list. Right. Here it is. I pretend, and this is where I love to do this, I pretend that I have an assistant. Now, my assistant can't read my mind. So in order for me to be able to say, here, assistant, do all these tasks, I need to write them down. Now, I love the tool Trello. Some of you guys are not willing to sit down and learn how to really work Trello. And I want to say I are not willing because I'm not anything special. I just have decided to set aside that time to really grow, right? So this is kind of setting up next week. Next week, I'm really going to get deep into some exercises that I do inside my business that help me to stay focused, right? And practicing concentration exercises inside your business is key to your success. Practicando los ejercicios de concentración dentro de tu negocio van a ser exitosos para ti. Right? So I want you to think about that. But this week, Your homework is just notice how you sit down to do something or you want to learn something, and then notice that resistance and just notice if you really, you know, if you're really wanting to do it, and where is it that your focus goes? Because wherever your focus goes, that's where your energy flows. So if your focus is not on growing your business, on connecting or doing the tasks, the skills that you need to do inside your business, even answering an email. You can't answer an email while listening to the television, guys. That's not concentrated focus, right? Even responding to things while you're talking to the kids doesn't work. So here's what I do. When my daughter comes and she's talking to me, and I know that it's in the middle of a text or something, I take my phone, guys. I take my phone, and as you notice, right now my phone isn't anywhere here. I don't have it here because I put it away because I'm here focused on you. But I take my phone and I put it down and I say, okay, baby, I really want to give you my focused attention. So tell me, baby, what is it that you were saying? And then I answer her. When we are complete, then I come over here and I finish my text. It's critically important that you do that. And when you're in front of people, and this is really important, one of the things that I learned in really taking a school out of program improvement, I had 150 people reporting to me, guys. Now, talk about focus concentration. My task at hand was to make sure the scores went up, which meant that I needed to make sure that the education of the students came first. And here's what happened. What I found was that when the teacher was in front of me, the student, the parent, my mind would be going all over. And I noticed this, that when my mind was going all over, I had to keep asking questions, which made the conversation longer and therefore took up more of my time. So rather than to tell my secretary, hey, don't put this person there, I said, give me the person that I complain about the most that takes up my time and set up an appointment with them. Why? Because I wanted to try to see if I sat down in front of that parent and decided to give them my focused attention, could I cut down on the time? And you know what? I made sure that there were no distractions. I put a do not disturb on the front of my door. My secretary knew nobody was to disturb me. And it cut my time in front of that person to half. To half. So you want a good time-saving technique? Focus your attention. Because two things happened. My parents all of a sudden started to think, oh my God, this person really cares about me. And number two, the time that I spent was cut in half. So I ended up with a lot more time and didn't have to stay after. And that now works in my business. If I'm trying to do a Zoom call and trying to answer an email at the same time, I notice that Zoom call extends longer. If I'm trying to text somebody, you know, it seems really easy to text a question real quick while we're doing something else. That's divided time. So your energy is going all over. You become scattered, guys. You become scattered. So stay with one thing at a time and focus. And I promise you guys, and I don't make promises I can't keep. I promise you, you will begin to notice, because that is a skill. You will begin to notice that focused attention is going to give you two possible two positive outcomes. Number one, the person in front of you is going to feel like they really matter in your life. And number two, you're going to have more time available to do what you need to do. Boom! All right, guys. As always, I am so incredibly grateful for you to take the time. Today was just a little bit longer, but I am so incredibly grateful. Como siempre, estoy tan agradecida por ustedes. Please remember this, though. If you found value in this, please share this link with somebody else so that they can enjoy. And remember that if you want to know yourself a little better, I invite you to take that entrepreneurial quiz. And in the comments below, you know, you're going to get that quiz if you have taken that quiz. And then also, too, if you want to get in and get some more of this good, juicy stuff in the private Facebook group, and that's separate from everything else, this is my Rock Your Biz Academy starter group. In the comments below, I want you to put in Rockstar.